Everybody's there. So when I ran out just now to grab some Advil, so the storm is like rolling through, and Kevin's got the kids in the other room. And I walked out, and there's like these two big furry faces because he had let the dogs in. Because Bailey is just such a ding dong. She'll stand out in the middle of the rain and
Right.
just let on her. So I'm like, hello, furry children.
Oh, sweet
The whole
Bailey.
family's
He just
here.
digs in the mud and plays in the rain. It's fine.
That's exactly correct. So is your mom outside in the storm cleaning the shed?
So
Well,
it's
I
actually
think I'm not
not storming
seeing.
here. I think
I
she was
didn't hear
trying to
that.
beat the storm. It's not storming here yet.
Oh, okay. It's not raining, I don't think. I'm trying to look out the window behind me. I don't see rain, but I heard thunder there a few minutes ago. Anyway, all right. So three of three. Amanda, I understand we're studying potatoes.
We are studying potatoes today.
Hooray.
Hooray! Yes. So, do you guys know anything about Idaho?
No. Potatoes.
Right.
Is
Other
that
than that.
it? Yes, actually, that is all I know about Idaho. That's so embarrassing.
So this is hilarious. Okay, so potatoes, definitely known for. Also, apparently it's called the Gem State. Like
Jim?
G-E-M. Yes.
Oh, wow. I
Because
had the
near
two other
them,
versions of Jim in my head and not that one.
I know that's why I decided to spell it because I thought that there were many gems to be talked about. But they apparently all, nearly all precious stones have been found in Idaho.
Wow.
Okay. It
Seems like that's something that you would know.
seems like
does,
it's
doesn't it?
something you would know. However, are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Okay, so neither of you have been to Idaho.
No. Yes, I think I've been through it, but like I don't think I've done anything of note there.
You think you've been through it?
I think so. We've taken a lot of road trips. I think I've been through it, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Okay. Do you
Don't
guys
think I
know
have.
anyone from Idaho?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Why? Is there no one from Idaho in the world?
Idaho
Is that
is
a
a myth.
surprise?
Is
So,
that
Idaho is said, some say Idaho is actually a myth and that it doesn't exist and the government
This
is
is
trying to control
so
our minds.
good. This is
Oh
so good. This is my favorite thing yet.
God. So, actually, I knew a girl that was from Idaho in high school. So I almost texted her or like Facebooked her or whatever. I don't know what I was going to use. But I thought it would be very odd to be like, "Hey, I haven't seen or talked to you in like 14 years. Does your state exist?"
I disagree. I think you should have done just that. And I also think it's incredible that the United States is hiding two areas. Area 50, what is it? Not
Area 51.
49? 51, like 49, 57.
Wow.
Area 51 and
In
Idaho. Those are
Idaho.
the places.
Mercy. Just to throw that out there, something to think about. Idaho might not actually exist. No, I'm kidding. I
This
mean,
is
I hope
so.
I'm kidding.
So that's the whole episode
Yeah,
then. Just
that's the whole episode.
2.5 minutes.
All right, it's been a good one, guys. So
Yeah, good to
much
chat to
fun.
you.
This is what quarantine has done to us.
That's right.
Okay, so no, actually, they're pretty short. So there's actually two. I know, like a couple of times we've done two urban legends for each state. So I thought the episode might be approximately 5 minutes long if I only did one. So I covered two.
It's all good. Bring it
So
on.
yeah, we're gonna cover the one that I am least jazzed about, and by jazzed I mean not at all.
Oh my.
But that's okay because, it's an urban legend. I don't think it's real. Hopefully it's not real, but we'll see. Okay. So there is an urban legend. It's called Water Babies of Massacre Rock.
Wow.
Right.
I already don't like it.
That alone is enough to like turn the episode off right now. No, please don't. This one's bad, but the next one's fun. So stay tuned.
Why are there always babies and children involved?
I know. I
Why
don't
is Amanda
understand.
always telling people not to listen to us? Have you noticed that?
I'm just trying to look out for them.
you would be the worst marketer ever.
I know. No, please stay listening. It's fine. So in Pocatello, Idaho, there's you heard me. Pocatello, Idaho. No. Pocatello, Idaho, there's a place called Massacre Rock State Park. It is known for actually being on the Oregon Trail.
Oh.
So I know, I thought y'all might be excited about this. No one dies of dysentery in this episode.
I've played that game. I
disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah, I mean, I died of cholera and dysentery at least 3 or 4 times every time I played, so.
That's true. Yeah. You know, this is a sidebar, but since we're talking about Oregon, which is next to Idaho. For those who didn't know, I've looked several times online to see if I can find like a web-based version of Oregon Trail, and it doesn't exist yet, and it makes me sad.
That would be so much fun. I would totally play that with you.
I would play it too.
All the time. Okay. So, it's on the Oregon Trail. It's called Massacre Rock because of the narrow passageway between the boulders, on the passageway, and white settlers on the Oregon Trail were afraid of Native Americans attacking them in such a defenseless spot. The article, it did say that there wasn't any proof that any such events occurred. I think they were just, you know, on the defense and kind of scared. So thus named Massacre Rock. The urban legend itself is, so a Native American tribe that first inhabited the area went through a very severe famine, so severe that the leaders got together and decided that they had too many mouths to feed. So the women were instructed to go down to the Snake River and actually, so sorry for saying this out loud, but to drown their babies.
Ah!
Oh
my
God.
So in the event that they would not die of starvation. Horrendous, obviously.
Yeah.
So the water babies are said to be little spirits or monsters that now inhabit the Snake River.
As they should.
Yeah, some say in order to seek revenge for how they were killed. Some believe that when they died, they actually grew gills and fins and survived on small fish. So they're actually like little living water babies. Like quite little water babies.
I like that better.
I do too.
Yeah, I like that better too.
But don't be fooled by their cuteness, because these creatures are not friendly. Legend says that they are out to lure you into the water to meet the same fate that they did. I don't blame them.
I wouldn't be friendly if somebody drowned me either.
Right, right. I know. So that one's actually pretty sad. So I'm sorry.
Is that it? That's the whole story?
That's the legend of water babies of Massacre Rock.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm
to be totally honest.
I know. I
much prefer a long form story about why Idaho doesn't exist.
I know. That one was pretty hilarious. But the next one I'm actually more excited about. I saved it for last because it's a little bit longer and it's just really cool.
Finish on a good note.
Exactly. Exactly.
Please give me something to rebound from that.
That's right.
I know. It reminded me of the California episode, and I was like, oh no, here we go. But I have something a little bit happier now. So for the second story, this one's pretty cool. We'll be discussing a story called Coyote and the Seven Devils. Have y'all ever heard of that?
Okay.
No, but I like it already.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's pretty cool. So the Seven Devils are a mountain range that form a portion of the Idaho and Oregon border. And there's also a canyon that sits at the bottom of the mountain range, and it's called Hell's Canyon.
Oh.
As you do.
So you have the Seven Devils in Hell's Canyon. Mm-hmm. So there's a Nez Perce legend that says that many years ago, there were seven brothers who were giants that, unfortunately, here we go again, they fed on children.
Oh, great.
Amanda, promised us better.
I'm sorry. Well, it is better and it's happier, okay? Just stay tuned. So there was a group of seven giant brothers who feasted on small children. They lived near the Blue Mountains and would raid the villages nearby periodically when they got hungry. People were obviously terrified of these giants, so they went to the coyote for help.
Okay.
So in Nez Perce mythology, the coyote is actually the chief of all animals. He's a pretty big deal. So,
Chief Coyote.
So, you know, Coyote said, all right, let me see what I can figure out. Let me see what I can do to help you. He said it just like that. So even though he had defeated like several giants in the past and several water monsters, he knew that he couldn't take on 7 giants at once. Like, that's just impossible, right? So he asked his friend the fox for help. So Fox gave him the idea to dig 7 large holes to trap the giants in.
Uh-oh. It sounds like you're breaking up. Uh-oh. Do you want to start that bit over?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. So, Fox.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
Oh, no. Sound good. What about now?
Yes, yeah, that's better.
Much better.
Wait, really? Okay, good. Still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Go fast.
So, right, no joke. Good thing this episode's shorter. Okay, so Fox gave him the idea to dig 7 large holes to trap the giants in.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he got to work digging his 7 holes and then filled them with boiling hot liquid.
Yikes.
Yeah, he meant business, y'all. Coyote was on it. So as the giants were traveling to find more food, i.e. children, they tripped into the holes and then were trapped. It said that they tried so hard to get out of the holes that they splashed the hot liquid as far as a man could travel in one day during their struggle.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty far, right?
Long way.
So the coyote then told the giants that they were being turned into 7 tall mountains so people could see them and know that that's basically what happened when you did evil, when you were just being a terrible person. So, yeah, you just made an example out of them.
Wow. Like a good moral of the story.
I know. Isn't this great? I love it. So... Hell's Canyon, remember I told you Hell's Canyon was at the foot of the 7 devils?
Uh-huh.
So the coyote just dug a large canyon in order for the giant's family, any family that, you know, had been left behind, would not be able to attack the coyote's people. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I like it.
I do too. I really do. So... this was way shorter than I even thought it was. I do apologize for that, but those are a couple of good Idaho stories. I hate that Idaho is so short, but, you know, I wanted to at least do it justice.
Well, that's okay, Amanda. It makes sense that it'd be short since it's not even real.
Yes, not even real state, you know, now we know. Anyways. So that's Idaho. I thought that the second story was just so cool. And I tried to find more on both of them, honestly. But there just wasn't a lot of information out there. Yeah. But anyway, so that's Idaho.
I like the Coyote and the 7 Devils one.
I know. It sounds like an Aesop fable.
It really does. Like, I felt like that's right. What I was telling when I was reading it.
Sounds like something I would like read to Fiona before bedtime.
You know, stay tuned. I might. Why do I keep saying stay tuned? Cut that out. All of it.
Sorry, we can't. The episode's too short.
No,
that's right. All of this is staying in.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll write a children's book someday. Who knows?
Amanda, I would buy your children's book.
Yes. That's amazing. I'm so happy to hear it.
Thanks for listening to Salt Over Your Shoulder, a Redwater production.
We appreciate your support. Your download allowed our crazy idea to gain steam and make it into your podcast directories.
We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to continue your support, you can engage with us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at SaltThePod, or follow us on Facebook at Salt Over Your Shoulder. You can also email us at saltoveryourshoulder@gmail.com.
Special thanks to the one and only Andrew York for our awesome graphic.
If you'd like to continue your support, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. This helps other people find us as well.
You can also become one of our patrons at patreon.com/saltthepod.